Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. Once again, it's how we do each and every Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? 6 o'clock on the dot. This is how we do. You can't stop the music all day, every day. Support the independent movement and the independent entrepreneurs and the independent artists doing their thing, you know what I'm saying, all day, every day. This is how we do on Lush Radio. Yo, you know what I'm saying? First out, shout out to Obama. You know what I mean? Do your thing. Go ahead, Obama. Do what it do. shout out to Eleanor Roosevelt High School, you know, kids going back to school and all that jazz. Shout out, you know, this weekend, up and coming news, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, it's the Million DJ March, man. Did you hear me? The Million DJ March is going down, okay, this Saturday, you know what I mean? China Doe will be singing the national anthem. It's going down. They're going to have KRS-One down there. Million DJ March. Rest in peace, Kate Swift. I heard from a birdie. She's supposed to be receiving an award. Somebody's going to accept it for her. You know what I'm saying? Million DJ March going down in D.C., man. Go log on MySpace, type in Million DJ March. You know what I'm saying? On search, you'll find Million DJ March going down. You know, so do what you do, you know what I mean? And what else? Upcoming news. Yo, I heard on the news today, you know what I'm saying, on Channel 4 News that they finally found the culprit that actually, you know what I'm saying, shot down this young gentleman, you know. They was fighting over a parking space, and they straight murdered this cat for a parking space, man, for real. But thank God they caught the culprits for that one, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the family of that lost soul, you know what I'm saying? But we need to stop killing each other, man, and love one another. You know, this is Lush Radio. This is how we do, man. You know, we're going to have DJ Gemini, 93.9, DMV Stand Up, Commonwealth. China Doll, you know what I mean? Let's go to the callers, 443. Where you at, man?
Gemini in the building. Gemini right here, man.
Yeah. We got DJ Gemini in the building doing it live. Where you repping, man?
What's good, man? I rep B-More. You know what I mean? I was born in B-More, but I'm out here in D.C. now doing it. You know, I've been in D.C. for about 15 years now. So, you know, I got a little bit of both worlds, you know, up in me. You know, so DMV, you know, the whole DMV Stand Up, you know how we get to that.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace, K-Swift, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely RIP, you know, definitely a DJ sister in the game, you know, so that's what's up, man.
What's up, big homie? You going to be attending that Million DJ March this weekend?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to slide through there on Saturday. My big sis, Janie Jones, who I'm on the air with, she's actually going to be doing a speech on Saturday. I'm not exactly sure what time, but I'll definitely be through there with her sometime on Saturday. Got to slide through for that, you know. That's real big right there.
You think you can let the listeners know what the whole Million DJ March really is about?
The whole thing is more so, you know, they kind of marching. I mean, from what I understood, it was more of a they kind of got together, you know, when they started locking the DJs up on the mixtape end, you know, so it was kind of more, you know, organized, you know, in a march. It's definitely a unity thing, but, you know, they kind of locking DJs up, you know, for the mixtape art form, you know, and you know, that's not right, you know, for the art, you know, the actual art, you know, you don't want to bootleg nobody's CD, you know, by all means, that's not, you know, that's not right, you know, that's not ever right, but, you know, mixtapes is a form of art, you know, just like painting a picture, you know, and they putting DJs in jail for that, you know, so that's not, you know, that's not right.
That was a big deal with DJ Drama. They had locked him up, but
he been
mobbing, he been slamming out mixes for like a minute, so, you know what I'm saying, like, that's crazy. That was like a big old controversy on that.
In that world, you know, anything that they see, you know, that's a burnt CD with a blue bottom on it is bootleg. You know, the average person, if you don't listen to hip-hop or you're not familiar with the mixtape game, you know, if you just see something that's a burnt CD with a cover on it, you know, in your mind that's just a bootleg CD. They don't know the difference between a Who Care 50 Cent CD or the Get Rich or Die Train. You know, so in their world, you know, they don't know the in-between, you know, in that. So, I mean, at the same time, I can't really knock them for that. You know, they just need to educate themselves on it, you know, on what it is.
At the same time, though, like, can we kind of, like, blame some of the artists, though?
The artists are putting them out as well. I think the thing with Drama's pretty much, you know, was the hottest guy, you know, hottest dude doing it at the time. So they're going to go, they sending a message, you know what I'm saying? I think that's why they kind of went after Drama, to send a message. You know, if they were to lock up just, you know, a local DJ in one market and it wouldn't have made mainstream news, you know, they wouldn't have been able to send that message, you know? So, I mean, I kind of think that that's what the deal was with Drama. You know, they wanted to send a message, you know, that they wasn't playing. But, I mean, Drama out there doing his thing, you know?
But
so,
Much love
to the mixtape DJs, man.
But the thing is, man, it's you know, they trying to stop cash from eating, man. And it's not fair, you know what I mean? Because for real, I'm going to tell most of y'all artists out here mainstream, I don't care who listening, the DJs are the ones that really let y'all eat because they put
right.
it on the streets, man. They put it out here on the streets so they can hear y'all. They let y'all eat. Because without them, and plus the people supporting the DJs or whatever state they are putting in the street, then y'all wouldn't be able to eat, man, for real.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, if it wasn't, you know, I mean, Wayne could kind of say, you know, what he wanted to say about the DJs. I mean, you do got some dirty DJs out there, but for the most part, most of the artists that you hear today, you know, they wouldn't even be signed without, you know, the mixtape game. You know, Young Jeezy, you know, I mean, like, you go to Atlanta, you went to Atlanta, you know, 4 years ago, all you heard was the Trap or Die mixtape. He wasn't getting any airplay. You know, the same thing. You know, a lot of the artists, most of the artists that you hear now, you know, they're established in the mixtape game. You know, they'll tell you that. You know, that's why they still make mixtapes. You know, so a lot, you know, even the Young Wayne's, you know, I think the Young Wayne thing kind of got out of hand. A little bit, you know, it was a lot of Lil Wayne, you know, stuff out there, you know, it was going a little overboard, you know, with Wayne. And then you just got a few DJs who just kind of, I know, I don't like to knock people, but I mean, if you just gonna play a nigga song and just, you know, I mean, like, it's just a CD, I don't really consider that art, you know. Anybody could kind of get on a, you know, burn a CD with songs on it. So I think that was more of Wayne's thing. You know, but,
yeah.
You know, when he kind of, you know, did the, you know, he did DJs, mixtape DJs or whatever. But, I mean, you know.
I want to let y'all know, you know, when it comes to DJing, a lot of people be classifying themselves as DJ, just like cats be classifying themselves as, like, rappers and MCs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Anybody could be a rapper, right? And anybody can be, you know what I'm saying? Anybody could be a rapper, but you can't be an MC. It's a true art form. Just like being
right,
a DJ.
Right.
If you're a person that's just playing music burnt on a CD that you got from LimeWire, you know what I'm saying, and you never got permission to even get these songs, right? The whole art of DJing is mixing it down to the point that everybody has a different way of blending, mixing, and putting it in scratching in their own art form. But you know what I'm saying? The person that explained it better is DJ Gemini. Explain it, you know, the art form.
What happened and what's happening now is this technology is just allowing, you know, anybody, you know, to kind of step into the DJ game. And I'm not knocking that because it's kind of the same thing with the rap game. You know, anybody can kind of just walk into a store now and just buy something, you know, and they could call themselves a DJ. Me, myself, I've been in the game a long time, you know, and I kind of started out, you know, with not much, but that's kind of training. You know, and to each his own, I don't knock what anybody does. But like she said, DJing is an art form. You know, you kind of want to mix your records together. You kind of want to scratch. If you're just playing songs, you know, it's not really DJing, you know. And, I mean, that kind of came from the Clue era. Now, what made Clue hot was he was playing songs, but they were exclusives. That's what the difference was. So Clue had to go to them labels, and he had to go, you know, and do what he had to do to get those joints that nobody had, and he would just play them joints, you know, and that's what made his mixtapes hot. That's what made the exclusive game hot, you know. But nowadays, you know, via the Internet, the exclusive game is dead, you know. Like, I see kids every day. I'm on the radio, and I meet kids who had songs before I got the joints. So that game is dead. So, you know, the computer thing kind of just allows anybody to kind of call themselves a DJ. So, you know, that's what happened with that. You know, once them computers got cheap, you know, anybody could buy a computer for $200 or $300, you know, it was over. You know, the same thing with the rap game. You know, everybody just making a mixtape and everybody just rapping. You know, everybody don't have the business. You know, shouldn't be rapping. So that's what happened with that. But it is what it is. You know, all the real DJs know what they are. You know, so.
Hey, Gemini, I got a question because I had another session like last week and we were talking about rotation, man. What's the deal with the DMV? What's the deal with rotation and these up and coming independent artists? What's the deal with that, man?
What's happening? You saying for them to get their songs played on the radio?
I mean, I heard from a birdie it's a lot of hating. A lot of people is kissing, you know what I'm saying? People's, you know, and a lot of people play favoritism. And, you know,
right.
Real for real, like I had to let other people know from different states that do call in and do download the show that DC doesn't really actually have an actual radio station for DC because all the radio stations are actually in Maryland.
Right.
That's why they call it a whole DMV area. And then Baltimore itself is a whole separate sector, and they have 92Q.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I can only speak, you know, from on our behalf, but I mean, you know, WPGC has their, you know, they have their own outlet for, you know, for independent artists. I mean, us, you know, what's happening is the reason why people, you know, they saying it's hating and this, that, and the other. I mean, if you don't hear your song, that doesn't necessarily mean that somebody's hating on you. I mean, it means go back to the drawing board, and it's over flood. You know, I kind of handle the I do a lot with the independent artists that we do. You know, that do come through on the KYS side. We have outlets for that. We have One Nation Hip Hop Show that comes on Sunday morning, Saturday nights, and 50% of that, 60% of that is gonna be independent artists from the DMV. And we also have a show that we just started on Sunday nights with my man DJ Money and Big G. That show comes on from 6 to 9, and it's a mixed show. And 60% of that show is going to be more on the independent end, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's going to be impossible for everybody that brings their CD to WKYS to get their CD played. But at the same time, it kind of goes back to what we were just discussing. I mean, the streets tell the streets tell the truth about everything. Radio doesn't make you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Radio doesn't make you. So, I mean, you can't blame, you don't want to blame radio for, you know, for you not having success or anything like that. I kind of hear it a lot. You know, the radio don't play, you know, they don't play the DMV artists or this, that, or the other. You know, there's a lot, it's a few artists that have deals. that have been broke, you know, through WKYS and PGC. So,
yeah.
You know, it happens, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you control the streets yourself. You know, if the streets want to hear you, radio has no choice but to play your records, you know?
Yeah, I tell most of them, you know what I'm saying, you got to build your own clout, just like with Lush Radio, you know what I'm saying? You got to build your own clout. You got to be known in your city, you know what I'm saying? Plaster yourself all over the city. Let people know who you are. But at the same time, have talent back in that, you know? And then you got to invest. And then the other thing is you got to have all your business together. Like, if you got a business, LLC your stuff, copyright your stuff, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you got your stuff together before you even come to anybody like that, for real, seriously.
Yeah, you'd be amazed. And just some of the packages that, I mean, I see just come through. And, I mean, you know, it's just, you just kind of got to do your homework, you know, just, you know, FYI, man, like, you bring something to the radio station, make sure it's female-friendly. You know, 90% of the songs that you hear come on the radio nowadays are female-friendly, even from artists that you know that necessarily aren't, you know, that female-friendly. Let's just take a prize, for instance. You know, we kind of know prize from the mixtape game for more of his hardcore stuff. But every Plies song that you hear on the radio is female friendly. Bust It Baby, Please Excuse My Hand, Shorty, you know. So you kind of, you know, that's definitely a trick, and that's what people look for in radio. You know, these PDs look for in radio. But, you know, the streets kind of dictate everything. You know, look at Soulja Boy. You know, I'm not going to sit here and call him street. But people obviously wanted to hear Soulja Boy. You know, if Soulja Boy would walk in a PD's office and play, you know, crank that, I mean, they probably would have laughed at him. But, I mean, he grinded. you know, so people can hate, you know, and say what they want, you know, they want it. But, I mean, that YouTube, this YouTube game is sick. So, you know, radio had no choice but to play it, you know, because it's what people want to hear. And at the end of the day, radio is advertisement. So if people want to hear it, you know, it sells advertisement at the end of the day. You know, so I was just being, you know, just being real with that. So, you know, just go back to the drawing board, and it just takes patience, you know, all the way around.
Yeah, because, like, for real, man, Cass is listening out there, that download, man. For real, just like with the rotation, man, all this stuff is about marketing yourself and branding yourself, man. Because if you don't brand yourself, then nobody's really going to know who you are. You're going to be nothing, for real, because, like, just like I said with Lush Radio, it was a thought in my mind, but then I had to be proactive and do what I had to do. I only been on for not that long, but you know what? I'm getting masses coming at me crazy. You feel me? What knows later on in the future? Brand yourself. But you know the best bet is get known in your city. If you're in the DMV, get known in your city. Do shows. Do whatever you got to do to go out there and get known in your city. Build up the demand for them to play your stuff. If you're in Detroit, you're in New York, build up the demand for them to play your stuff. You feel me? Get that clout and that credibility, and you're going to be in. You feel me?
That's it.
Gemini, so you got a MySpace page, man?
Yeah, I got the MySpace jumping off. DJ Gemini Live, L-I-V-E. That's MySpace slash DJ Gemini Live. I'm sorry. You know, you can just get at me on that. And I'm everywhere. You know, on the club scene in DC. You know, I do all of that. You can check me out on 93.9 at 12 p.m. with Jamie Jones, and also I have another show at 12 a.m. A lot of people don't know about that, but I got I get my neo soul in. You know what I mean? You got, you know, on the cool out tip at 12 a.m. So, you know, fellas, when you with your ladies, and ladies when you grind, you know, with homie. So I'm you on, I got a mix show at 12 a.m. with Deja Perez. It's on some chill, you know, it's on some chill. And we get it in on the hip-hop end too, you know, but it's not, you know, you're not going to hear Trap or Die on that show. You know, it's going to be more so on some hate level or, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, I'm everywhere, man, but you could definitely get at me on the MySpace tip. I check it every day.
Shout out that MySpace page again, DJ.
MySpace.com/DJ Gemini Live.
So, where the upcoming shows we going to see you at soon?
Well, you can check me out at H2O. I'm over there on every Friday. Actually, this Saturday, I'm going to be out in VA, at Floyd's, out in VA. And I just bounce around, man. You know, I just bounce around a lot, and I'm all over the place. So, you know, just listen out.
You're going to be at Lloyd's? You're going to be at H2O?
I'm
going
to be at Floyd's. Floyd's this Saturday, and I'll be at H2O this Friday. Every Friday, I'm at H2O. Every Friday. And you can check me out at Floyd's on this Saturday. I'm not there on every Saturday. I bounce around on Saturday as I do different shows on Saturdays. But every Friday, you can check me out with my girl Angie Ann, my man DJ Alize at H2O every Friday.
So Gemini, how long you been in this game, man, from DJing?
I've been DJing since I was about 8 years old. Technically in the game. I started my first club when I was about 18. So let's call it maybe about 10 years. We want to call it.
What was that first club?
I used to do a club out in Fort Meade, Maryland, called the Eagles Nest. Back in the day, I wasn't even old enough to get up in that joint. It was like a 35 and older spot, you know. And it was like, you know, it was kind of on some old school, you know, which helped me down the line because I do the old school mix now. You know, people always come up to me like, yo, you're not that old. I thought you was an old head, man, because you in this joint playing, you know, GQ Disco Nights, and you playing Marvin Gaye, Got to Give It Up. You know, so it kind of helped me out, you know, it helped me out down the line. But, I mean, I done been around the D.C. area. You know, the legendary Ritz, I used to DJ at the Ritz. I was in that Baltimore club room. You know, when y'all used to hear all the house music when you first used to walk in the Ritz, that was me. You know, Club 2K9, you know, DC Live, all them spots, man, you know, in DC. I've been fortunate enough, you know, to always land in one of the major spots. You know, in DC, I've been blessed to always kind of have that happen, you know, so I'm all over the place, you know, I'm all over.
So what's your plans for the future, man?
just to make more money. I don't plan on, you know, DJing, you know, being a mix show guy forever, you know. So whatever opens up, you know, whatever doors open opens up, you know. I mean, more so I'm kind of looking at the corporate end, you know, the radio thing. You know, I love DJing. That's definitely my first, you know, my first love. But I definitely like to kind of move up on the corporate, you know, in the corporate end, you know, a little more. So hopefully that'll happen. I mean, as far as the near future, just keeping my show rolling, man, just branding my name, you know, more and just doing a lot more traveling, you know, out of town. So all y'all promoters out of town, holler at your boy, you know, that's listening out of town, you know. So just, you know, just branding my name, man, you know, just kind of letting, you know, there's still some people in the DMV, you know, kind of like, you know, Gemini, you know, I know them, but I don't know them, you know. So, you know, just doing a lot more traveling.
Well, you know what? Y'all going to know them today, man. You know how you got to do. You got to log on www.blogtalkradio.com/lustradioonline, or you could check them out also on myspace.com, or check it on my page, www.myspace.com/lustradioonline. DJ Gemini is in the building. Support the independent artists and the independent entrepreneurs and the independent DJs, man. It goes down each and every Wednesday at 6 o'clock. DMV stand up. Worldwide stand up. How we do on Lust Radio. I'm going to let, you know what I'm saying, DJ, hold on for a second. We're going to come back to DJ Gemini. We're going to go to a song. We're going to holler back at my man. We're going to talk about some more stuff. This is how we do.
Smoking on my black, sipping on my Remy. Rims on the lap,
my wrist, sipping from there. Cartier, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know I'm in the DMV, man. DMV stand up. That's my little brother. What's really hood? Yo, if y'all ain't know, then y'all gonna know right now. I'm live in the building with your man. You know, 93.9.
Get it. We're in the building.
Oh, DJ Gemini.
That's right.
So I'm saying, though, man, you know, all these politics going on, Obama, you know what I mean?
Right, that's right.
All that's going down. What's your spill on this, man? You think it's all a whole freaking circus or... They got it pre-planned or what?
It's a little crazy, man. I don't think it's pre-planned. It's a real thing, man. Like, you know, I did the last time around, man. Like, you know, it was a lot of hype. Like I said, yeah, I'm going to do the vote thing. But I really didn't sit down and, like, really do the research on, you know, who I was voting for. I was like, you know, fuck it, I'm a Democrat. I'm going to fuck with this nigga Curry. You know, but, you know, this time around, you know, I kind of really sat down and kind of looked at the issues and, you know, made sure that, you know, this the nigga I really want to fuck with. You know, even though he black, you know, you got to kind of make sure, you know, being in the situation we in now, you know, you still don't want to pick the wrong person. I think homie's the real deal. You know, he the real deal. It feels like he one of us, you know. It feels like he one of us, you know, so.
I ask you a question, though. Do you feel like the majority vote, right, of take a handful of African Americans, do you think that most of their voices were persuaded because of the color or his race?
Definitely. I definitely think a lot of black people are going to vote for Obama because he's black, which is cool if that's what you want to do. But, you know, I'm all for it. You got to kind of, you know, you definitely want to do your research. You know, now that we pay $5 a gallon for gas, that shit will wake you up. You know, it'll wake you up a lot. You know, you want to do your research on a lot of things. And, I mean, whoever you feel is right. I mean, you know, if Obama not right for you, don't vote for him. You know, by any means. I mean, I definitely want to see the first black president. But if he's not right for you, don't vote for him. I mean, before Obama, you know, run the prenups, I mean, a lot of women were voting for Hillary because she was a woman.
Uh-huh.
You may have been a black woman.
But guess what,
you know,
though? Guess what I found out? You know, they were talking a woman and somebody being black. You know, it was actually a black woman that actually ran in this race that nobody talked about.
Her name was Kennedy. And a lot of it got to do with how much bread you got.
That's true. That's
a lot of it right there. I mean, she, you know, we probably didn't even know about her, you know, because she didn't have, you know, the sponsors. And you know, it a lot of times, you know, you don't even really know because they don't have enough money even, you know, to tell the world who they are. You know, it's expensive, you know, so that's a lot of times what happens.
What's your catch on these gas prices, man? Like, I mean, every gas company, every majority of these oil companies, right, or these, you know, people that own gas stations, right, own it independently, right?
Right,
but what's
right.
the deal? If one person can come down, why can't everybody come down?
No, it's ugly. I mean, the way I'm looking at it now, I mean, the last maybe month and a half, it's actually been dropping. So, I mean, you know, shout out to Exxon and Shell and all of them on that. But, I mean, you know, from what I understand, they profited $11 billion in like 4 months. I didn't say that they made $11 million. I said they profited $11 billion in 4 months.
Wow.
So that's, you know, that's a lot of money. I mean, you know, so I mean, you can do the math on that yourself, you know, and that'll kind of answer that question, you know. So I think they definitely need to tax them, and something needs to be done, you know, whether it's McCain or Obama. You know, obviously Bush isn't, you know, going to be the resolution to the problem because he owns a lot of it. You know, so he's making money as we speak with the gas situation. You know, he owns a lot of the oil.
Go ahead.
It's obvious that, you know, both McCain and Obama know, you know, they realize that it's a problem, you know, which is a good thing. So hopefully we can solve it. You know, I think it's going to be a process. I mean, I don't think if Obama gets in office, man, I mean, we at the promised land now, and you know, it's all good. You know, it's probably going to take him a few years just to clean up the mess, you know, just to clean up the mess that we're in already. So, you know, hopefully, man, you know, it'll come around, you know, everything. Hopefully everything will come around.
Yeah, but you know what's funny, though? Everybody talking about Obama being a savior and this, that, and the third. But you know what? Us as African-Americans, we can't even save ourselves, man. We're killing each other over fucking spaces.
Exactly.
Where they do that at?
Exactly. It's man, I'm in the clubs every week, you know, and it's an ugly situation, man. Like, you know, I don't even know what we can really say about it, you know, and what we need to cut that out, man. Just, you know, live life, man. Be happy. You know, what slow you down, man? I got a daughter, you know, she's almost two, man. And, like, life is precious, man. You know, I couldn't even ever even think of taking, you know, a lot of reasons to take somebody's life, you know. So it's an ugly situation. We got to slow up on it, you know what I'm saying? Do some happy stuff, you know what I mean?
He says, stay happy, man. Be happy, man.
Yeah. You know, you got to be happy, man. You know what I mean? I don't know nobody. I don't know too many people I want to kill, you know. And I got a few enemies, but I don't want to kill them, you know. So, I don't think I want to kill any of them.
That's the extreme right there.
Yeah. That's harsh, you know.
Man, I mean, you shouldn't even allow nobody to even take it to that level because it's not even worth it, man.
Yeah, like our parents say, you know, you hear our parents say it and our grandparents saying, like, our generation is a punks. And I mean, like, it's real talk. You know, like, we don't even play fair. You know, you get your head knocked up, you get knocked upside the head on the streets. You know, you got to go and kill, you know, you got to go kill the dude now because you got beat up. You know, so, I mean, that's, you know, it's just an ugly situation, you know, right now. But, you know, it definitely needs to, you know, cease. You know, it's ugly. You know, and it's kind of getting cool. You know, it's kind of getting cool to do it.
Yeah, man, and it's like
the worst thing.
I'm a teacher in the school too sometimes, right? So I'm like, I have to talk to my kids like with the pants hanging down and all that, talking about they gangster. I'm like, y'all don't even know the true definition of gangster, and you really don't want to claim it because you don't want to feel the consequences behind being a gangster. If you want to be real, if you want to be a real OG, for real, seriously.
Exactly.
And a lot of these kids come from broken homes, and you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they become the product of their environment.
Yeah. We all from the hood, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, you know, that's an excuse. You know, there's no excuse, you know, for, you know, everybody from the hood, Obama from the hood, you know what I'm saying? Jesse Jackson from the hood. Martin Luther King was from the hood, you know, we all was from the hood. So, I mean, you know, the logic and what you want to do with that is flip it. You know, you want to flip that, you know, so, you know, you definitely don't want to be a product of it, you know. So that's what they want us to do.
Yeah, man, it's like, I got this term, right, that I use for most people. I say, we need to try to get out of the African-American way, which is a stereotype that they have for us. The African-American way is we like to hurry up and be late on things. Why is that? That's the African-American way. Sometimes, you know, we take our time and procrastinate to do things instead of doing it on the time we're supposed to. But it's the African-American way. You go to some place and you're supposed to go there to go over there to your doctor, but your doctor got you waiting for hours and hours. Then they finally tell you that your appointment is canceled and nobody called you.
Right.
That's the freaking American way, man. And we need to stop getting out of that, man. We need to stop being a product of that and thinking outside the box and reforming ourselves and changing, you know.
Yeah.
But like I said, shout out to the Chick-fil-A out there in Lago Town Center out there. Shout out to them. They have proven to me that African Americans, all of us, still have sense and we are able to grow and able to better ourselves. They are the most sweetest, most respectful, most courteous Chick-fil-A I've ever seen within
the Chick-fil-A like that.
Hey.
All of them.
Hey, Hey, that one right there, that one I went to was excellent. I don't know about all the other ones, but that one was excellent. I've been to another one, and they weren't as good as that one.
Chick-fil-A is, we were just talking about Chick-fil-A. They're like the franchise to own right now, from what I understand. I was just having a conversation with one of my bosses about that. They're like the franchise to own right now, and they're not even opening on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're making so much money, you know, at the Chick-fil-A's. And a lot of times, I mean, that's like 90% of it right there is just, you know, just the customer service. And when you go somewhere, you know, that's 90% of it, you know,
yeah.
When you go somewhere. So, you know, that's half of it, you know. Like, you kind of want to go back, you know. It makes you want to go back somewhere, you know, so.
The fact about this Chick-fil-A, man, I don't know about the other ones, but this one got mentioned from, you know, the people, they got all the managers. They come out, ask you, do you need refills? They ask you, do you need refills? And, I mean, and the whole staff is black.
That's what's up.
And thank you, all of that.
Yeah, that's what's up. And that's kind of good to see. I mean, shout out my Latino folks. But at one time, you know, like when I was kind of, you know, some years ago when I was getting my first job,
uh-huh.
You know, that was like the thing. You know, you get to know a job at KFC or McDonald's or whatever. You see a whole lot of black folks, you know, like, you know, young black folks in high school,
uh-huh.
You know, work, but you don't see a lot of it, you know, anymore. You know, you don't see a lot of it anymore. You know,
yeah.
So that's what's up, man. That's what's up.
But the whole corp of Chick-fil-A, the standard they got on teaching these young children how to, you know, respect elders and just being courteous, I commend them on it, for real, seriously.
It goes far, you know, it goes far, man. Like, that training right there go far.
Yeah.
It take you a long way. That fast food training, man, take you a long way. I did it, I know. I was like the McDonald's crew chief back in the day. You know, that was like my thing. You know, when I was like 15, you know, I was like, you know, that was my joint. You know, so that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Shout out Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. So what's the hardest thing you had to deal with in the industry, being a DJ and just the entertainment?
It's a lot of hard things, man. Something that I kind of deal with on a daily basis. I'm on the retail end, meaning that I run a music store. I don't really shout that out. I don't want everybody at the store bringing me their joints. You know, it's a place for that. You know, I'd rather kind of deal with that at radio. But anyway,
you can shout that out, man. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Promo, boo. All promo.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I'm on the retail end also, you know, and a lot of people kind of, and I've been in there for a long time. I've been doing the retail side. And what's hard is, like, when you kind of, you get a large volume of music that you can't sell, and it's very difficult to tell somebody that you can't sell their music because of the buzz. Because of their buzz, because, you know, if the people that's around you are telling you you're so hot, you know, every day, you're gonna think that, which you may be hot, but on the retail side of things, if I put your CD between Jay-Z CD and I put your CD between Soulja Boy CD, you're in the middle. It has to be a reason for somebody to want to buy your CD. So it's difficult to explain that to cats a lot of times, you know, like, that you need to build the buzz, and it's kind of more of a thing, you know, what we were talking about with radio, but it's just more on a retail end, and it's a little more difficult on a retail end because, you know, they don't understand. You kind of, you there with them, and they know where you at, and they coming back. You know, so that's kind of difficult. On the radio, and it's difficult to deal with these reps. You know, these radio reps, man, that need their spins. If you're not in radio, you don't really know a lot about it. But, you know, the same way that the independents fight for spins, the major labels fight the same way. You know, and that's their livelihood. That's how they get paid, you know, off of, getting spins, you know. And over on the KYS end, you know, we play the stuff that we like. You know, we don't play a joint, you know, because we think, you know, it should be played. We play the joints that we like. We sit down and we discuss, you know, songs that we like, you know, whether or not we think it's hot. You know, everybody doesn't always see it that way, and it gets a little personal sometimes, you know, so it's a little difficult. You know, that's what's hard. But other than that, I'm loving life. You know, my life's easy. I'm good. Other than that, you know, I'm loving life. Those two things.
So what's your biggest accomplishment in this year?
This year, I haven't reached my goal. I kind of set short term goals for myself. And I didn't quite reach one of my goals.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really want to discuss what it is. You'll kind of hear about it when it happens. You know, you'll hear about it when it happens. But I don't set, like, when it's a new year, I don't say, yo, I want to do this. I kind of set, you know, a lot of short goals, you know, short-term goals for myself. But 08 was a big year for me. You know, I came a long way, you know. So 08 in itself was a big year, was a blessing. You know, for me, you know, I got two shows on the radio. You know, I don't know too many DJs that's on two times a day and sometimes three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm a real humble cat, you know, so I mean, that in itself was definitely a positive note for me. So I can't say that it was a goal because I didn't, you know, I wasn't really looking for it to happen. But it definitely was an accomplishment for me, you know. So I'm going to just try to keep on, you know, keep it moving. And try to, you know, do bigger and better things. You know, I did a few magazines this year, and a couple things happened for me last year. You know, but 08, you know, I'm looking for it's a big dog goal. You know, hopefully by the end of the year, I could come back on last year and brag a little bit.
Yeah, you want to be able to come on here, you know?
Yeah, I come on here and brag a little bit. You know, they tell me all the time I don't got enough swag. You know, like, so I'm trying to work on it, you know what I'm saying? Because, I be so humble, man. Like, you know, I ain't one of them. You got a lot of Hollywood DJs out there, man. Like, you know, they don't want to talk and all that bullish, you know. So, you know, they tell me a lot, you got to have some swag, man. You got to walk, you know, walk with your swag, man. And that ain't really me. You know, so I try to be, you know, for my humble, man. Because you could fall. You could fall real quick.
Yeah.
You know, you can fall real quick, and it's happened to a lot of people in the DMV. You know, if you're in the DMV, you done heard a few cats, and, you know, you might not hear them a lot. So, you know, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not around, but you can fall real quick. So you just got to get it in while you can. So I don't really get into all of that, man, all that cockiness, you know.
Yeah, man, because, you know, it's a lot of DJs. I mean, I ain't going to mention names.
They there. Like,
I ain't gonna mention names, but it's a lot of DJs, you know what I'm saying, out there, not just the DMV, but out there that be on some real cocky stuff, man.
Yeah, period. And I mean, it's not their fault. I mean, like I said, it's their fault, but it ain't. I mean, you just got people around you that feed you so much bull, you know, so much bull, and I mean, it make you think that, you know, and it's a lot of them here, and it's a lot of them around. I mean, but. You know, anybody that knows me, I mean, you know, you hit me, and I mean, I'm that. You know what I mean? It's nothing, you know. So it is what it is, man. I don't get into all of that.
Who's DJs you work with?
I work, man. You know what's funny? A lot of the cats here, man, I feel like in the D.C. area, man, we got the hottest DJs, man, in the country, man, D.C. and Baltimore. So, I mean, a lot of the DJs I work with every day, man, I look up to these, you know, I looked up to these cats, man. My man Alizé, I mean, you know, I'm actually a little older than Alizé by a few months, but I look at Alizé as a big brother, I mean, in radio years, because he's been doing it since he was a kid, you know what I'm saying, on the radio, since he was a kid, you know what I'm saying. So, I mean, I look up to these cats, you know, Zay, my man CeeLo down in Atlanta, I mean, he's definitely he's definitely a DJ god, you know, CeeLo down in Atlanta. You know, I got the opportunity to link with CeeLo before he even went to Atlanta. You know, CeeLo rap, you know, from time to time. You know, he give me advice, and, you know, it is what it is. You know, so a lot of the cats, you know, in the immediate area, Biz, I see Biz Markie every, every week almost, you know, and he does a lot of traveling, and, you know, he schools you, you know, on, you know, what you need to do, you know, getting your money right and everything, man. He's a gadget freak, you know, so he always got like a new, you know, some crazy new gadget, you know, a credit card hard drive or something like that. You know, so most of the DJs I look up to are my peers, you know, are the DJs that's around me every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, I don't sit there and, you know, tell them what I'm saying right now. They probably gonna hear it, but, you know, I mean, I look up to all them dudes, man. You know, I just try to be the best dude. You know, maybe some little DJ cat can look up to me in 10 or 15 years, you know. So that's how it worked for me.
You got anything to say to these younger up-and-coming DJs or artists out here, man?
Yeah, on both ends, I mean, a lot of the game, man, like 80% of it's just patience. If it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen, you know. I mean, that's just how I roll, like, that's how I live. And, like, one of my keys to success is, well, it's not really one of my keys. I actually read it in a book, but it's actually one of Quincy Jones' keys to success is preparation. Like, you got to be prepared for any situation. Like, I had an artist, and I'm gonna kind of cut it short, but I had an artist last week who came into the to a music meeting with me, and we sat down, and he was hot. The only problem was that he gave me his music. It was like on his keychain, like on a flash drive, so he didn't bring me a CD. He wasn't prepared. So I said, yo, if I want to put your music on right now, right this second, how would I put it on if you don't have a CD? You know, and all of us go through it, you know, in different situations in life. But, I mean, just try your best to be prepared for anything because you never know. You know, you never know who you're talking to. You never know who you may meet. So that's my advice. On a DJ tip, you know, just DJ, just try to study as much as you can. Like a lot of the DJs that come before you, you know what I mean? Like it's a lot of footage out there on YouTube, man. If you're a club DJ, watch them Jazzy Jeff YouTubes. If you're a club DJ, watch them Kid Capri YouTubes. A million of them out there is going to help you out. You know, study. Do as much of studying as you can. You know what I mean? Listen to other DJs. Even if you think you're better than them, you can take something from it. You know, so that's my two cents, you know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We live in the building with DJ Gemini, the two twins, the Zodiac sign.
I'm a Scorpio, though. I'm a Scorpio.
Oh man, did y'all hear that?
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio. I'm not a Gemini, for the record.
November. Oh man, be afraid. Be very afraid.
Birthday party's going to be crazy. You know, November, I'm a Scorpio. I ain't a Gemini. Long story.
That's for the next show. That's when you come with
us.
Right?
Yeah. We do that next time. That's for my brag show.
Yeah, I'm scared of Scorpios, man. Scorpios is real scary.
That's all good.
You know how y'all do. Wow, like two gorillas in the jungle.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me on and everything, man. You know,
Who else
on here today? Who else is on?
I mean, I got China Doll coming on later. She's supposed to be talking about the million DJ March
okay,
and stuff.
Okay.
She's singing the national anthem and stuff.
Oh, for real? That's what's up. Was that Friday? She's doing it Friday?
I think she's doing it on Friday and stuff.
That's what's up. Shout out China Doll.
Yeah, but, you know, shout out that MySpace page, how they can hit you up, you know.
Yeah, DJ Gemini, why do I keep starting with that? I'm sorry, MySpace.com/DJ Gemini Live. Hit me up, you know, don't put no big-ass flyer on my page, promote me a party, messing it up for everybody. You got to scroll over to get to everything. I'm not putting it up. If you put up 40 bulletins on one page, I'm deleting you from my friends. I can't read the important bulletins. You know, I'm breaking on like my mind. You got to do a show. You need to do a show on like MySpace rules. Like what to not do on MySpace, man. It's an idea, man. I'm not going to charge you for that. But just like MySpace rules, you know. But anyway, I have to boy, you know, MySpace.com/DJ Gemini Live. You know, just, you know, get at me, man. You know, get at me.
Adam, you know what I'm saying? Support my big bro. He doing it out here in the DMV. DMV stand up. DJ Gemini was live in the building.
I mean,
you know.
Yeah.
But you know, you got to come on when I do the MySpace rules, though.
Yeah, the MySpace rules. I'm with that. I might host that show myself. I got a whole bunch of them. Oh, my God. I'm on fire with that.
I'm going to let you have control of that whole show right there. I'm just going to be a commentator.
Yeah, I got a bunch of MySpace rules. I got excuse the boondocks in the background. But I got a bunch of I got a bunch of MySpace rules, man.
I got the Lush Radio t-shirts coming out, you know what I'm saying? I got, you know, give you one, got these little, this massive, you know, promotion thing, what I'm going to do with the flyer.
I need one of them. Make sure my joint is, like, black, though. Like, don't send me purple.
It's going
like,
to be,
you know,
all of them
know.
Is black, man.
All right. I mean, you know.
Back
you
of the
know.
Bed is sweeter than juice, man.
There you go.
Yo, this is how we do it. Every day on Lush Radio, each and every Wednesday at 6 o'clock, Lush Radio. Put a stamp on it and mail it to yourself, baby. Support the independent movement, independent entrepreneurs, you know what I mean? Because if you don't support each other, then, you know what I mean, we lost in the soul.
That's right.
You know
what
I mean? For real. So, you know, we got to get it together. It only takes a little bit to do the right thing, you feel me?
That's right.
Hey. So, you know what I'm saying? You know how we do. And I love you, man. Much luck in the future.
I appreciate it.
You know, you're always welcome to come through. Me, Kasa,
I'm going to be back on Lush Radio. You know, we're going to do the MySpace show, man, next time, man. I'll be back on before the year's over.
We want to do the MySpace do's and don'ts.
It's no do's. It's just a don't.
The don'ts.
Yeah, just don't. The do's. Just the don't. Yeah, for artists and club promoters.
Yeah, he the head of all that, so he gonna be running that show. I'm just gonna be a commentator.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? So I got mad love for you, big homie, and I miss you. I wish you so much success on
yeah,
the
appreciate
NBA.
It. And yeah, you too, man. I'm about to go get my iPod, you know, and. See if I can listen to myself or something like that, you know.
Oh, real quick, shout out to Dr. Dre, his son passed and everything.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You know, a little moment of silence for that man right there. I'm very sorry for the loss, man, Dre. You know what I mean? For real. So shout out to Dre, man, you know. Rest in peace, K-Swiss.
Yeah, everybody we done lost, man. We done lost a lot, a few, you know, too many, man, in the last few weeks.
Yeah, man. This
so it's been crazy the last few weeks, you know, so.
Like, we
you know, definitely my girl.
Dropping like
definitely
five.
My girl Swift. Yeah, it's ugly, man. Definitely rest in peace, my girl Swift, man, you know, and Isaac Hayes, Bernie Mac, you know, all of that. All of that, man. That's legendary story, you know, so.
Oh, bad mother, shut your mouth.
That's right.
Chang-a-lang, you know, him downstairs.
That's right.
My man, dog. But you know what, before we leave off real quick, you know that thing with K-Swift, right?
I heard
that she's playing in the pool, right? I still don't understand. I still think it's foul play, right? How she going to be laying in the pool and break her own neck out of the pool that she knows, right? It's her house, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't there. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't exactly know exactly what went down, but from what I heard, you know, from, you know, people kind of close to her and a few people in her circle. So, I mean, I wasn't there, you know, so I don't know. Swift was definitely a good friend. I actually went to high school with K-Swift. Back when I was still in Baltimore, you know, so, you know, Swift was good peoples, man, and definitely on the Baltimore end, that was a big, you know, that was a big loss, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know,
like
the equivalent, the equivalent on the DC end, you know, it's kind of like if you lost, you know, a go-go legend, you know what I mean, like on the Baltimore club tip. That was kind of all that Baltimore really had, you know, kind of left, you know, on the Baltimore tip. You still had a lot of people that made the music, but, you know, Swift was kind of the dictator of the Baltimore club thing, you know, so that was definitely a big loss, you know, for the city, so.
Yeah, man, even people that didn't even know Swift, you know what I mean, you know, felt the loss. Like, Cass was really hurt when that news came out. Yo,
yeah,
I just, wow, because she was a real humble person.
Yeah,
she was
definitely.
And she was the best at what she did, man.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, and you got to look at it like it's God's way. You know, whoever, you know, it's a lot of people listening, but whoever your God may be, you know, it's God's way and, like, letting you know, like, yo, you never know. You got to kind of live it up, you know, live it up today, you know what I mean, because you just never know. Swift wasn't old, you know what I'm saying? Swift definitely wasn't old. So, and I mean, if you kind of look at, you know, the people that we've been losing, you know, they not really old, you know, people we've been losing lately. So it's kind of God's way of, you know, letting us know that you got to kind of live it up while you're here, you know, enjoy it while you're here. Because, I mean, it can happen any minute at any time. So you got to kind of do it up while you're here, you know. So, I mean, that's the lesson, you know, kind of the lesson learned in it, you know. That's what you kind of want to take from it.
Yeah, man. Life is too short, man. Stop killing each
right.
other, man. For real.
Right. Just party. Come party with me at H2O and get drunk. You know what I mean? That's how we're going to do it. You know, that's how we do it. Just have somebody drive you home.
Hey, but I ain't paying at the door, man. You better let me in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we work something out. We work something out. Y'all good, man. You know you good.
I'll be right there in the DJ booth with you, like, yeah.
Or any other club. It don't got to be that club. Any other club. I mean, that's, you know, just live it up. Live life, man. Party. Have fun. You know, pop them bottles, man. Have fun, man. You know. Just do, you know, do your thing, man. Ain't no need for all that craziness, all that nonsense, man. You know, if you like girls, go, you know, go feel on some girls. You like dudes, go feel on some dudes. That's what it's about. You know, that's what it's about. That's what life is about right there, just having fun. Or whatever you do for fun. I mean, that may not be what you do for fun, but, I mean, whatever you do for fun. You know, I play chess and DJ. You know, that's my fun, and play with my daughter, you know, so. That's how I get it in. So, you know, whatever you do to have fun, man, you know, just live it up while you can, because you never know. You never know. That's real.
Yeah, man. Yo, big brother, you know, it was fun. You know, you always welcome
to
the show, man. For real.
Yeah, I appreciate it, you know. So just get at me. You know how to get at me. Y'all got all the info. That's what it is.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Later, all right, dog. Now. Later. Yeah, man, that's how we do all day, every day on Lush Radio. We was live with you, man. You know how we do. DJ Gemini, a 93.9. DMV Stand Up. Shout out to WKYS, 93.9. This is how we do all day, every day. We don't stop in the DMV, Worldwide International. Support the movement, because this is how we do all day.
Yeah, it's your boy, Roscoe. Smalls. Yeah, Amos, let's go. Baby girl, let's take a shit. Oh, girl, you from the hood. Let's get this understood. I'd touch you if I could. I just wanna know if I should. Hey girl, you looking right. You such a lovely sight. There ain't no need to fight. fight it. I got that thing in life. I got your key, I lock it. You got what I need, I want it. You like what? No, don't stop it. We getting so erotic. There goes your cell phone buzzing. No, baby, don't touch it. No fighting, no fussing. You like it, no discussion.
Wanna let you know that I cannot let you go.
Baby girl, let's take a shit. Oh, you don't know what you do to me. I love when it's just you and me.
Yeah.
Baby girl, like school, and I ain't no fool. I ain't tryna get truancy. Your main man can't fool with me. Baby girl, pretty soon you see.
Yeah.
I'm like Visa, MasterCard. You and him, but I'm everywhere you wanna be. Pretty soon you gonna see. You and me should take it slow. You a queen sitting on that throne. This song's gonna make it known. If you ain't in the zone when I take you home, I'ma lay that down and then make you moan. Just one thing that I want you to know. I really can't let you. Let's go.
I wanna let you know that I cannot let you go. Baby girl, I love you so. Baby girl, I love you so. Wanna let you know that I cannot let you go. Baby girl, I love you so. Baby girl, I love you so. Wanna let you know that I cannot let you go. Baby girl, I love you so. Baby girl, I love you so. Wanna let you know that I cannot let you go. Because I'm confident, I can get anything that I want because I'm confident.
vision. I got a potent ambition. See, I'm a local addition to what they molded and missed. See, she hot, so to leave out an open position. See, I get open in mission while y'all be hoping for tickets. I'm on the roll, I'ma get it by any means. I did it written, and if I should fit it, they just inside. It's terrific. Everything he not, that's just a cheap shot. I can make a beat, huh? I guess I got to leave by now. It goes down each and every Wednesday at 3:30 and 6 o'clock, man. It's the exclusive, the hottest interviews going down on Lush Radio, man. Hosted by your girl, myself, you heard Lushy Lush. Each and every Thursday, we got the Lush Lounge where you can express yourself through spoken word. Where spoken word is the window to your soul on the Lush Lounge. It goes down at 8 o'clock. We got the open mic call-in, share your words, and do your thing on the Lush Lounge. Each and every Friday, we got the clowning session where me and your man Cornflake gets it down and on and popping. We call in, we talk to most of the influential cats in the hip-hop business. We talk about hip-hop, the crazy things that go down in hip-hop, the rumors in hip-hop. It goes down each and every Friday, me and Cornflake on a clowning session, man. This is how we do. Put a stamp on it and mail it to yourself, baby.
We used to ditch school and head straight up to the mall, just so we could be the first ones with a mom. Return to school by lunchtime like, what now? And today we in the club like, what now? You better look down, cause I know you see him.
Say what?
I know you see him.
Say what?
I know you see him. $1,000 for the jeans, $200 for the shoes, and for sure, I'ma rock these tattoos. You see my fitted man, I represent the crib. Cause even at the crib, I represent the crib. Might pop my grill in, might let my chain hang. Might wrap my wrist down,
dirty do the damn thing.
I get them free,
say what?
But I pay, and if I want, I rock a different year of J's every day. A different style, different color is a must. But it's all good until I get my first stuff. And I'm like, hell no, ain't no way.
What's wrong?
Man, he done stepped on my chain. Stepped on my chain. He done stepped on my chain.
These just came out.
He done stepped on my chain. Hell no, ain't no way.
What's wrong?
Man, he done stepped on my chain. Stepped on my chain. He done stepped on my chain.
I can't believe it.
I got them all,
but they don't get no run. Like them 13 sevens, number 4 and the ones. I like how they look with Dickies, how the Levi lay on them. If you ain't got them when you see me, you definitely gon' want them. If they knew, I gotta get them first. Oh, I just pop a box, hook them with a shirt and the matching color side. I think the coldest was the black on black 11s with the red bottom or the number 9s. You should've seen me when I got them. I was in my house, dancing in the mirror, straight thinking about getting out, and how I'm about to kill him. When you know you got a pet, it ain't nobody got. You can't hold him back, homie, you gotta rock. I'm an addict, a Jordan fanatic, little Morris Blackman. I know when they come in number color, everything is happening, you know. A different style, a different color is a must. But it's all good until I get my first scuff, and I'm like,
hell no, ain't no way.
What's wrong?
Man, he just stepped on my chain.
What?
Stepped on my chain. He just stepped on my chain.
I pull up in the drop,
out with them things on.
I got me the black and tan,
matching with the gray,
matching with the skinny jeans,
off with the shade. I know you see me. My jersey never slipping. For paparazzi, I might stop and take a picture in them.
Yeah,
we get fresh every day.
And if you're looking for me, little daddy, you can find me on the
I got the retro ones, then I
bought the twos and the threes and the fours. I had to order these, you can't find them in the store.
Nope.
Called up my stylist like shorty, send more. And if you would, please send them to me out on tour.
Baby, here in a minute, man.
I got that connect where I can damn near get like anything. Phones on them,
yep.
Then I'ma scroll on them.
Yep.
I call my hookup at the store like put a hole on them. Them Carolina number 9s matching patent leather wristbands. Patent leather number 11, we call them space jams. You in my space, man. I'ma make you jump, man. I make you jump, the jump, the jump, jump, man. See on my weekend, my J's play a part. I'm rocking knees to the club and knees to the park.
Yeah.
I'm putting knees on 9 knees, hit them all. A spur off in my car, just in case I catch a star.
Hell no, ain't no way.
What's wrong?
Man, he done stepped on my J. Stepped on my J. He done stepped on my J.
He just came out.
He done stepped on my J.
Hell no.
Katrina Bella, you know what I'm saying? DMV stand up, you know what I'm saying? Night Jot in the building. This is how we do all day, every day, each and every Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Lush Radio's in the building. We don't stop. We won't stop. You know the whole movement is. supporting the independent movement, independent entrepreneurs, independent DJs, independent artists, man. Support the movement of the independent, man. For real, man. Don't sleep on us. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dr. Dre. You know he lost his son today. Rest in peace, K Swift, you know what I mean? Million DJ March, you know, stop locking up our DJs because they do feed y'all cats too, industry cats. And what else I gotta say? It only takes a little bit to do the right thing, as my boo say. It only takes a little bit to do the right thing. So just take some time out your day to give something back to somebody that's less fortunate than you. And be patient, man. Stop killing each other, love one another, and be happy, like my man DJ Gemini said, man. Be happy. And check out, you know what I'm saying, my big homie, DJ Gemini, H2O, any club he in, DMV, you know what I'm saying, watch out for that man. Or you can check him out on my page, www.myspace.com/lustradioonline, man. Support, you know what I'm saying, your hometown. I got my little girl, you know what I'm saying. What's your name?
Natalia.
Natalia.
Sammy Boo.
Come here. Tell them where it's going down.
It's going down.
It's going down on Lush Radio.
It's going down on Lush Radio.
Yeah, that's my baby right there. You know what I mean? It's going down on Lush Radio. Can't stop. We won't stop. This is how we do all day, every day. Nothing but the hottest music, independence and mainstream. We won't stop. Mad love to WKYS. Mad love to 95.5. Mad love to 92Q. You know what I mean? Big up DMV, Stand Up, Cartier. All the people who have interviewed in the past, mad love to y'all. Y'all know who y'all be, man. I got love for you. Download it, blog it, log it, talk it, comment on the show. You know what I'm saying? You still got a couple of minutes to call in at 347-826-7722. 347-826-7722. Lush Radio, Lushy Lush live in the building. Check out Friday's show. Friday's show is the hottest show that's going down. Friday's show is where we talk about politics and the truth will be revealed to you. So if you're not ready for the truth, then you don't need to call in and you don't need to listen, man. For real, there is no law stating that we have to pay federal tax. But check that out if you're a real thinker. But anyway, Lush Radio, shut it down. This is how we do every day. I love y'all. Mad love. Stop killing each other, man. And stop using that funny voice thing, man. Because I already don't know what you're saying. Lil Wayne, Lil Wayne, Lil Wayne. But I ain't say that, though. But anyway, I got love to y'all. And, you know, don't MySpace too hard. And go Obama. And this is how we do all day, every day. Lush Radio. It only takes a little bit to do the right thing. Lush Radio shirts going to be dropping, coming out. They $10 a wop, you know what I mean? Lush shirts is dropping down, $10 a wop. I'm about to do the whole, you know, black college, you know, takeover, splatting all my stuff all over your campuses, man. So support the movement and spread it all over your campus. When I come over there and get a flyer, you know what I'm saying, and splat it all over your campus, because this is how we do, man. On Lush Radio, we go down. You heard what my little girl said. It's going down on Lush Radio all day, every day. I got love for you. Keep God first. Love God. Love yourself. Because the only way we're going to make change is starting with yourself first, man. I love you. I love God. Put God first. And you know what I'm saying? Eat some chicken. Like two birds in the jungle, like love, I holler at you. Later.